Well, hello everybody again. Still at Patching's Art Festival. I've just seen an amazing demonstration from a wonderful floral painter called Wendy Tate. So, without further ado, Wendy, tell us a little bit more about you and what you do.
What I do is I paint flowers, and I paint flowers my way, which means I don't draw. I use the brush as my drawing tool, and I carry on from there.
So how did you get started in watercolour?
Oh, it's a long time ago. As a child, I always doodled and drew, but I never knew how to use paint. I got married, had a family, and when they grew up, I went to a class with a teacher I admired, and went from there. And then I just started to paint.
So what work did you do in the past? What were you before you became a watercolourist?
I was a housewife, a mother of four, and I worked at Marks & Spencer's.
So it just shows everybody from every kind of background can get into watercolour.
Right.
And you're very passionate about it,
aren't
you?
Oh, yes, very.
So do you have any other hobbies?
No, this takes
this
more.
This is it. It takes
a bit of gardening.
A little bit of gardening.
Because that, I grow the flowers I want.
Yeah.
Yes.
So from the art world, who inspires you? Is there any artists out there that inspire you in your work?
Oh, so many. But someone who's here at Patching's, David Curtis.
David Curtis.
That I think is wonderful. He doesn't paint flowers, that doesn't matter. But he paints oils and watercolours. And 3 years ago I came and watched him demonstrate. And he was doing an oil and a watercolour at the same time. And I said, how do you do that when they're so different? And he said, you just paint. So I tried it today.
And it worked.
Sort of.
Oh, it did. It did. We'll put the photograph up with this interview and people can be the judge for themselves.
Well, the oil is in very early stages.
Yes.
That one's
building
up.
You were
up.
Restricted on time, weren't you?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But, yes. I mean, given the time, I think
yes.
You did very, very well indeed. So what about the future? Where are you going next, Wendy?
Well, the future, I'm doing another book for Search Press next year and it will be watercolour, but it will also be a little bit of Inktense pencils, Derwent pencils, a little bit of water-soluble oils, but mostly watercolour and flowers again, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
OK, well, just to wrap the interview up, Wendy, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to share three pearls of wisdom with us for someone who was thinking about taking up art. What three pearls of wisdom would you like to share to get someone to actually pick up that paintbrush and get started?
Well, the first, the man that taught me, he said, whatever you buy, buy the best quality. Don't buy much of it, but buy the best quality and then enjoy it.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the best quality brushes, actually.
No.
You don't have to have Sable. But you do have to have a proper watercolour paper of quite a heavy weight, and you do have to have good quality colours.
And for someone starting out, the heavy weight of paper, you'd be looking at something like 300 grams.
Yes, that's right. I like that because I don't have to stretch it.
No.
I'm lazy too, so I don't want to stretch it. I just, when I see something I want to paint it now.
And you don't want to be bothered with all the technical stuff of stretching
and all of that. Right.
Okay. Okay, so for someone that's started art and they're already dabbling, what tips could you share, pearls of wisdom, to improve their art?
Well, the first one is keep it very loose and keep it very wet for quite a while and then let it dry and then do it in negative. Paint behind the flowers, because if you half close your eyes, you'll see that if you've got flowers on a bush, a plant, in a vase, there are always darks behind it.
Yeah.
So you paint the darks behind it. And then when you come to the leaves, you paint the tiny darks in between the leaves, the leaves.
And we saw you demonstrating that, and it was remarkable because just out of a little patch of a green splodge, you managed to get these brilliantly realistic leaves.
Yes.
That was just like pure genius.
Well, it's not really, but, you know, and another thing is that the closer into your focal point, I like the focal point to be quite pale.
Yeah.
So then you've got your medium toned colours, and then you've got your tiny darks, and the contrast between the darks behind the main flowers and the ones on the outside of your painting should be that the ones behind your main flowers are much darker.
Yeah.
And then it fades towards the outside because that draws the eye to where you want someone to
point,
to look.
The focal yes, point of the painting.
Right.
No,
that's
very
right.
good.
Yes.
See, it's these little tips that you don't find in books, is it really?
Well,
they're very difficult to write those
down.
If you
look hard in mine, you will find them. Yes.
And where can we find your books, Wendy?
Well, Search Press, and they sell them through Amazon and art shops. You'll find them everywhere.
Brilliant. So, Wendy, thank you very much indeed. So where can we find out more about you if we want to find out?
Well, I no longer have a website, because at the moment, well, forever now, I think, I'm painting for me. I've done all the shows, I've done lots of things which I thoroughly love, but now I'm painting for me. And so if you wanted to get in touch, it's a Derbyshire number, and it's 01332 842 136.
And if you're dialing from outside the UK, don't forget the +44 at the front of it.
No.
And Wendy, thank you very much indeed.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.